Your mind? Tell Lisa all about it. 203-333-9422. It's the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Do you know that Connecticut has been called the land of steady habits? One of the things I do want to say is that we cannot lose our heads right now in any particular time. We've got to maintain ourselves as the land of steady habits. And that means paying a lot of attention to what's going on. That's what it means. I know it's hard to do. I know there's such a temptation not to, right? You know how many people just watched the debate for 15 minutes and they said, I'm out, I'm done. And could you blame them? I mean, really, could you blame anybody for wanting to tune that out? 203-333-9422. But we are citizens. It is our responsibility and privilege to be American citizens. How many people in the world would fight for what we have? So we can't tune it out. Not only can't we tune it out, we've got to fight for our vision of a just and fair society. 203-333-9422. Joining us now is Wayne Winston, and he joins us every week to talk about On Race. Unfortunately, Wayne, more topical than ever. Well, let me just begin with these signs, because I just want to know your own reaction, only because I know that a lot of people are very upset about seeing these signs. It feels like an invasion when you see them in your own hometown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to the listeners. Thanks for joining us today. It's a great privilege being here, and thanks, people, for listening. Because we're really trying to make the world a better place. The issue with the signs when I first saw them really became, okay, here's that fear tactic again. It's not someone from Black Lives Matter, the quote, alt-left, far left, that the Republicans and people refer to. These are hate groups that are trying to stir up controversy and disconnect and discord between what's built as a coalition since the George Floyd incident and even sometimes before. You know, most of us in this country understand that we need to be working together and put the fear behind us and trust each other and understand that we are human beings. There's another group that doesn't benefit from that. And the ones that want to keep us separate, the alt-right, plant these types of things. It's a typical strategy to make you think twice about giving support to police reform, to the things that we're trying to do that deal with Black Lives Matter, the things that we're trying to do to make this country what it should be, and that is equal for everybody. So anytime they can plant a little seed that will make you second guess what you did because maybe it wasn't an easy decision for you to begin with as a white American, that is where they win. So that is a typical situation, and it's no black person that does anything like that. It's not Black Lives Matter. They would take credit for it. We don't put stickers on things. This is, however, a clear indication that they are in your community. And they're there to stay, and they're not playing what they believe America should look like. And their making America great again is not what most of us believe should be making America great again.
So your guess is, because it's interesting, so this, you know what? You know, Wayne, it's interesting. So I think it becomes really important then to know who put these signs up. You know, when these signs first came up, I was like, well, you know, I'm such a big, my knee-jerk reaction is free speech, free speech. I don't overreact to stuff. I'm talking about me now, me as a human being. I guess it's because the lawyer in me with free speech and all the cases I read all the time and read. I mean, you know, I'm just not knee-jerky to this kind of thing. But I could feel how upset people were in my own community. So, I absorbed that. I absorbed that upsetness, that agitation. But what I'm hearing from you is that it becomes even more important to know who put the signs up, because if it really is Black Lives Matter, that's one thing. But if it's a manipulation of Black Lives Matter, then that's another thing. And I think people need to know that. They deserve to know that.
Absolutely. And that's why when you hear words like Antifa, you know, it's just a word. There's not an Antifa organization. people can talk about that, and our politicians, our president in particular, because he refers to it, a lot of Republicans, it's like, it's just absurd. There is no equivalent on the left side to the right. You know, white.
Oh, I don't agree. I'm sorry. I don't agree. Wayne, I'm sorry. We have to agree to disagree on that. I don't agree that at all. I don't even say how you okay. can. I don't even see how you that. The people on the left, the true left, the anarchists, the ones that wanted to tear down Portland, that upended people's dinner tables while they were eating unless they did a black power fist. That was all completely reported and corroborated in the New York Times, which is hardly a right wing publication. I don't think you're right. I think there is an active leftist movement and there is an active rightist movement. Now, I don't know about the numbers. I don't know about the numbers. Because people have a way of getting a lot of attention for a little bit of agitation, right? So they get outsized attention for a little bit of agitation. But I think that there is very much a leftist movement in this country, and they're very radical and dangerous, and they're anarchists. They're anarchists. They want to tear down everything.
I will define that for you.
Okay.
The thing they have in Portland, that's an anomaly. They're not black people running around this country that are taking over public squares. That's not happening. There aren't white people doing that either. In fact, some of these, even places that were burned, were also validated that it was people, whiter people that were there setting the fires and using the term Antifa. These were also verified by the New York Times and other publications. The alt-right are neo-Nazis who have killed
yes,
people.
Yes, I know that.
They are the
Believe
clan.
Me, I know that.
So that's the alt-right. There's no one on the left beyond saying putting up a black power sign, which may make people feel uncomfortable, who may say if you don't put your fist up, you know, you're on the wrong side of this. That's words, and that's freedom of speech, and even the hate groups have them. The alt-right has blown up places like Timothy McVeigh. The alt-right neo-Nazis, as well as the Klan for decades, are the ones that have killed and terrorized black people. And yet those organizations still exist, not as anomaly, but as a recruiting tool that you see on the web all the time. They are able to now reach because of the internet in the secrecy of their own homes and have these rallies that you saw down in West Virginia. When you see Black Lives Matters, they're specific. We're telling you when you kill us, our lives matter. And we want you to understand that. Just because it's law enforcement, it doesn't make it okay. And we have to look beyond that and say, what is causing this anomalies of all of these black lives that are dying at the hands of police? That's not happening on the white side. So the left, clearly, they say things that are uncomfortable, that don't feel good. But if that's all we have to do.
Oh, I think it's more than that. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. We're going to have to agree to disagree on some of this, Wayne, but that's okay. That's why we have the conversation. I want to hear from you. 203-333-9422. First of all, to me, it's not a question. I'm not defending anybody, okay? Mm-hmm. Because except for their right to express themselves, which I will defend to my dying breath, because that is America. I will defend everybody's right to express themselves, even those Nazis that walked in the middle of a Holocaust survivor community in Skokie, Illinois, because that is America, and that's what distinguishes us from totalitarian places where you cannot express yourself. But other than expressing yourself, which, by the way, is good for healthy people to see how vile these human beings are, so that we want none of them and nothing of them, I do beg to differ. I think that the left has a very specific agenda. They want to tear down a lot of established norms. So let's do a segue to something right now. Let's do a segue to something happening right here in Connecticut. And we're not talking about extremist or what's the word? We're not talking about anything unlawful or illegal or mugging, threatening behavior. Let's talk about something different, an attack on the system itself. Mm-hmm. On the system itself. And I don't know if you got to hear my opening monologue about Dan Haar and his column. He is an avowed liberal guy. He's very upset about the leftist trend of the Democrats in Connecticut, and he's upset that because of Trump's behavior, the Republicans do not have any, they don't have any, I won't use the word cover, but the brand of Republicanism has been damaged so much that a lot of people have turned away from moderate Republicans, and he is calling for an opposition party in Connecticut because he's upset about some of the systemic policy choices of the Democratic Party. So in Woodbridge, Connecticut, which is single family homes, mostly I'm told 1 to 2 acre zoning. It's a bucolic community on the outskirts of New Haven, been around forever. There is a group of people led by Yale Law School, the clinic at Yale Law School, from Fair Housing, that essentially wants the court, not legislatively, they want the court to strike down single-family residential zoning on the ground that it is racist, on the ground that because the impact disproportionately disadvantages black people because more white people are able to afford single-family homes of 1 to 2 acres, that therefore the zoning is racist. And we're going to go to calls. We've got a lot of calls. Please stay on the line if you're holding. I'm going to take your calls. Wayne, if you would like to comment on that, I would love to hear your thoughts on that. Do you think single-family residential zoning, and you moved from Bridgeport to Trumbull, so you're in a very different community now than the one you grew up in. Do you think that kind of zoning is per se racist, which is the argument they're making from Yale?
I think what they're doing is trying to make sure that we're living up to what the laws are that are for affordable housing in access. If you only have single family homes, automatically you're going to eliminate a certain segment of the community, black or white, because multifamily homes usually mean more affordability. Also, there's a certain percentage of housing that is supposed to be built when you accept federal funds. So have they met that threshold? I believe that's where they're going to go with that argument. We have a similar thing that was going on out in Fairfield. So housing discrimination is really where they're going with this, based upon how many homes you have and then how many units that you have, to get people access. Now, civil rights don't mean black rights. That means the rights, whether they're white or black, to have access to that affordable housing. And within one of the articles, it spoke about how they purposely, there was a prime piece of property in Woodbridge, 150-acre property. It was scooped up by the developer looking to build affordable or multifamily housing. And the Woodbridge officials purchased the property that spring for $7 million. And their quote is saying, this is the kind of property that it's primed for. Woodbridge does not have affordable housing to speak of and has the potential services for that type of development, the town attorney told residents at their annual meeting before they voted to purchase the property. This purchase is to give control of this property going forward. So that was in 2009. So clearly they grabbed that piece of property before a developer can come in and put.
Yes, but I would argue, and by the way, then we're going to go to the calls because this is an ongoing conversation. We'll keep it going. I would argue that that's because the town wanted to keep the land much like the character of the rest of the town. It's not necessarily to keep out black people. It's to keep out multifamily because the town does not want multifamily properties. I mean, that they don't want to look at big, tall buildings in their town. So, you know, they keep the character of the community. They keep more wildlife habitat. They keep more wetlands. They keep the character of the way the community looks, per se. I don't know that it's to keep out black people, but I do want to get to the calls, Wayne. You know, we're on the radio, which means we're always up against the clock. So let's get to some of the calls. All right, hold on, because this is a big conversation. We'll keep having it. All right, Andrew, who do we have holding? Dave from Southbury. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show today. You're on with Wayne Winston. Good morning.
Hi, both of you. You know, Vladimir Putin, this is about race. Vladimir Putin, of course, most of his career was his specialty was recruiting people. Whether it was in East Germany or you know, whatever he's doing now worldwide. And when you have a president and when you have policies that are racist, and I'm a white person from Southbury, when you have policies that are racist, can you imagine and you have a debate which just shows the flaws of makes American democracy look foolish. Can you imagine if you're trying to, if you're a CIA and you're trying to recruit somebody in Moscow or out in Siberia, can you imagine how hard it is to sell people on America? And also, if you're a, say, a black person who works at the Defense Intelligence Agency, you know, recently Robert Carrillo said Trump doesn't even pay attention to his briefings, and he's a danger, and he had served 4 Republican presidents and 2 Democratic presidents. You're trying to recruit people. Maybe you have somebody at the NSA or you have somebody at the DIA. A lot of those people are Army people, including a relative of mine. And you're trying to recruit somebody who's not white European Christian. You know, and, you know, you can imagine how easy it makes for Russia or China or whatever to recruit an asset. Although I think they have an asset in the White House, but probably for financial reasons. But, you know, it makes it a lot easier to recruit people. And I wonder if we aren't someday going to really rue the day of what's even happening right now. Has somebody already been recruited who's just totally disgusted, no longer doesn't feel like they're treated like Americans? You know, I have relatives, people in my church who are German-American. I'm part German-American, largest ethnic group in America. And, you know, they come in and they put on their Facebook page, they should send all the blacks home with all the empty cruise ships. You know, I mean, they arrive, they're like second-generation American. And people that have been here that physically built the White House are being told, oh, no, you're not part, you should go home. Or Native Americans, you should go home, wherever. And you know, it makes it so much easier to recruit spies and people to turn against their country when the country is appearing to be so distorted. And I do think there are more right-wing militia groups, you know, with the exception of Portland, because I had a relative that lived in Portland. Then those are mostly white crazy kids. They've been doing this for years. They're not black people. They're white people, and it all started up with a fight over tree logging, you know, actually the history of that. And it's a unique kind of one-town situation. But you even look at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Look at even the lower Nautic Valley, the hate groups. Once the public access channel in Seymour was forced to put on a thing that said, you know, look at this white child. Isn't she much better than a baby? Isn't she much better than a black child? I mean, this racism exists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. It's required on cable access. They had to run it. I was shocked. It was on cable channel 10. I was shocked they had to run it. And the group probably, I think
I don't know
exists.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
want to
give their name.
Though.
I don't give them any publicity.
Okay.
But
okay.
They actually bought public access time. I mean, this.
I see what you
so
mean.
Much easier. It makes it so much easier to recruit people, you know.
Thank you, Dave. So all right. Listen, thank you. Thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. We're on the air with Wayne Winston. We've got a couple more calls. We're going to go to some commercials. Wayne, stay with us. We're mixing it up on race as we do. 203-333-9422. So if you're on hold, stay on hold, and we'll take more of your calls. 203-333-9422 on The Lisa Wexler Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Lisa Wexler Show from 10 a.m. to noon and listen for The Doctor Is In, your chance to ask prominent doctors from Northern Westchester Hospital your questions on everything from bariatric surgery, cancer treatment, cardiovascular disease, Gamma Knife and robotic surgery, and more. Listen for behind-the-scenes, in-depth discussions with Lisa Wexler and the area's top doctors at what U.S. News & World Report refers to as the best regional hospital in New York, Northern Westchester Hospital, the center for patient-centered innovation. Aside from treatment options, being informed is the best weapon against illness or disease. You might not know which questions to ask, but Lisa Wexler does, and she'll ask them during The Doctor Is In.
You've created a country full of carbohydrate addicts with the whole fat free craze.
The Doctor Is In with Lisa Wexler, featuring prominent doctors from Northern Westchester Hospital, the center for patient-centered innovation.
The Lisa Wexler Show is supported by Winston Preparatory School, a highly individualized school for young people with learning differences, such as dyslexia, nonverbal learning disabilities, and executive functioning difficulties. Winston Prep has 5 campuses throughout the tri-state region, including its transitions program for young adults. Their unique model of education for the individual provides intense skill remediation while encouraging students to build independence, resilience, responsibility, self-awareness, and self-advocacy. You can learn more about how Winston Prep changes lives at winstonprep.edu. We'll be right back.
I'm thinking about Dorothy.
Dorothy who?
There's no place like home. That Dorothy.
Oh, the one with the shoes.
And all she wanted was to get back home.
Home is a special place.
And 1-800-GOT-JUNK makes it even more special.
By getting rid of what doesn't belong?
By getting rid of what doesn't belong.
We love what we do.
Let us do it for you.
We'll give you back your big,
open,
magical home.
Because that's what you get when the junk is gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You've read and heard from all the others. Now the real story on today's biggest topics.
The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. You know, nowadays, and this has been said and said so often, but it bears repeating. We live in such a fragmented society media-wise. We no longer have the same 247 channels where Walter Cronkite would compete with John Chancellor once in a while for the top spot. But you, when you listen to these media channels, sometimes you heard stuff you agreed with, sometimes you heard stuff you didn't agree with, but you weren't able to just listen to the point of view that you agreed with. And what's happened in the emergence of the internet and Fox News and then MSNBC and all the others is that people can choose to listen to one point of view that reinforces their pre-existing worldview. And on this show, on the Lisa Wexler Show, once in a while, we're going to be putting on people. I think I do it pretty regularly, but certainly regularly with Wayne Winston on race. You're not always going to agree with Wayne. You certainly don't always agree with me. But this is a community conversation and an opportunity to hear people you may not agree with. They may make you even feel a little uncomfortable. But I think that's a good thing today, because to continue to be reinforced in our pre-existing opinions is only polarizing us and making it harder for us to reach across the table to find solutions to help all of us. Anyway, Wayne Winston, welcome back to the show. Let's go to Sue from New Haven, who has been patiently holding. Hello, Sue, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Morning, Sue.
Okay. Lisa, I think it's wonderful that you are having a guest on every week or covering this topic every week. But when I heard what you, Mr. Winston, said about anomalies, and having nothing to do with BLM and Antifa, blaming it on the alt-right, what is going on, all the riots and all the violence. I'm speechless, Mr. Winston. Either you're the most naive person imaginable being used by those people as a mouthpiece, or you are feeding this audience a false front. Okay, WICC every week. Either that, I hope that you are just naive and ignorant, but if you are not, then the only other thing I could think of, okay, and I am reacting to what I just heard, I haven't had time to process it, but the only other thing that my mind can think of right now is that you are a propaganda of, I can't even speak right now, that you're giving propaganda of a Marxist America-hating group or groups and their agenda. And it's very upsetting to hear this. And you're not, either way, okay, I'm really speechless right now. Either way, you are not the guest to have on to cover race. And that's all I'm going to say. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for the call. Wayne, do you want to respond?
Sure. You know, Sue, you know, it's unfortunate that you feel that way. And that's what this whole dialogue is about. Lisa was nice enough to have me on, but this is about saving lives. I've been a community activist at least 20 years of my life. I'm extremely well known in my community. So when I talk about issues going on with police departments, it's because I've dealt with them one-to-one with families and with police chiefs, whether they were in Trumbull, Stratford, Greenwich, and otherwise. So I'm not reading stuff. I've actually lived it. And there's great people out here in our communities that are in Greenwich and that are in Westport, and they will tell you the things that they're going to. When you're at home, you're thinking whatever you're thinking under those preconceived notions. There's nothing more startling when the president of the United States will not totally tell a racist group that is nationally known to just there's no place for that. If you feel that there is a place for that, and people who feel like you do, then that's part of what the problem is and why this thing is so important. Our president went in with Steve Bannon, well-known racist. There were no people lined up in the street that said, let's see what Donald's going to do. He just told you again what he's going to do. The thing that Donald, people love Donald so much for, he tells you what he means. He says, I will not denounce these white racists. If that's where this country is going, then that is a problem. That's not about Marxists, leftists, or anything else. It's about what do you want America to look like? We know what the racists in this country want. Do you support that or do you not? And that's what this is about. How do we make it better for our children? America's getting more black and brown, blended families, and we all want to be able to have our kids safe. No one wants to be out here shooting things out. We don't want to mistrust the government. We don't want to do any of that stuff. We
Wayne,
just want to be able to have our
family. I have to cut you off. We're just going to get to the music. It's not personal, but the music cuts us both off. I thank everybody who calls and participates and listens. I know that this provokes and riles reaction from all sides. Wayne Winston, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll be back for the next hour. We've got Diane Cece on to talk about development in East Norwalk, and Jonathan's running. We'll be right back. The Lisa Wexler Show. Stay tuned.